Federal terrorism charges rarely emerge from East County, San Diego, but that changed dramatically last Friday when the FBI arrested 25-year-old Barin Zayi of Lakeside on charges of conspiring to provide material support to ISIS.
The details from the Justice Department complaint are deeply disturbing, Marcus. Zayi, along with two co-conspirators, 21-year-old Elias Shamsaldeen from Porterville and 21-year-old Bassam Ghaffour from Laywood, Kansas, allegedly developed a cryptocurrency scheme specifically to purchase drones for an ISIS attack targeting U.S. Special Forces service members deployed overseas.
What makes this case particularly significant is the international scope and the use of cryptocurrency to fund terrorist activities. The FBI's investigation likely involved monitoring digital communications, tracking cryptocurrency transactions, and coordinating across multiple jurisdictions from Kansas to California.
Neighbors in Lakeside describe the FBI raid scene as highly unusual, which suggests a significant tactical response. That level of law enforcement activity indicates the federal authorities viewed this as a serious, imminent threat rather than just online chatter or aspirational planning.
The fact that Zayi is described as a former military member who had lived in the area for roughly 15 years raises questions about radicalization pathways. Someone with military training attempting to provide material support to ISIS represents exactly the type of domestic terrorism threat that counterterrorism officials have been warning about.
The cryptocurrency angle reflects how terrorist financing has evolved. Instead of traditional banking systems that leave paper trails, these alleged conspirators were using digital currencies to try to evade detection while funding drone purchases for overseas attacks.
The targeting of U.S. Special Forces specifically is also noteworthy. These aren't random attacks. They're allegedly attempting to target highly trained military personnel deployed in combat zones. That level of specificity suggests detailed planning and possibly inside knowledge of military operations.
From a community perspective, this case will likely prompt questions about warning signs and whether neighbors, family, or local institutions could have identified concerning behavior earlier. A 15-year resident of Lakeside suddenly involved in an ISIS conspiracy raises questions about what changed in his circumstances or worldview.
The Border 6 fire containment offers a stark contrast in public safety outcomes. CAL FIRE announced Sunday that the major wildfire near Tecate Peak is now 100% contained after burning 25 acres across the U.S.-Mexico border.
The firefighting response was massive. Over 600 personnel from CAL FIRE, San Diego County Fire, BLM, U.S. Forest Service, and U.S. Fish and Wildlife. They deployed 31 engines, 12 water tenders, 5 helicopters, 6 dozers, and 19 hand crews. That's the scale of resources San Diego County can mobilize when a major fire threatens the region.
What's remarkable is the outcome. 25 acres burned, but no structures damaged and no injuries reported. All evacuation orders and road closures, including Barrett Truck Trail and Tecate Peak Road, were fully lifted by June 4th. That represents successful emergency management from start to finish.
The new CAL FIRE C-130H Hercules air tanker, now based at Ramona Air Attack Base, likely contributed to that success. The aircraft can carry 4,000 gallons of retardant and represents a $12 million investment in regional firefighting capacity just as we enter peak fire season.
The fact that the fire's cause remains under investigation by Mexican authorities highlights the cross-border nature of wildfire management. When fires don't respect international boundaries, firefighting coordination becomes a diplomatic as well as operational challenge.
Looking ahead, the beach hazards statement issued by the National Weather Service through Thursday afternoon warns of 4 to 7 foot surf with sets up to 11 feet at south-facing beaches. The elevated rip current risk at Ocean Beach, Mission Beach, Coronado, and La Jolla requires beachgoer caution as we head into summer.